Welcome to This Time Next Year Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Ms. Shahara Wright. Shahara, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you so much, Tanya. Thank you for allowing me to be on once again. Last year, this time, I was talking about trends for 2016. So I thought I would do the same thing again and talk about trends for 2017. So just to kind of an introduction to let people know who I am and what I do, I'm a business law attorney and business strategist. I'm with the CEO Effect LLC. And really what I do is help businesses move to the next stage, scale, and help them to make sure that as they're growing, they have the right foundation and they're not crumbling under the weight of their growth. And a lot of times when people come to me and they want to ask questions about their business, they really are not sure not only what to do, but where they should focus. And a lot of times I like to look at what's actually going on, what are the things that we need to pay attention to, and why we need to be ahead of the curve, not behind the curve, as business owners. So I'm going to talk about a few trends that I think are important to be ready for in 2017, and not just trends, but things that you need to pay attention to as a business owner as you're getting ready to move into the new year. So one of the first things that you need to be prepared for is that 2017 is going to be crazy. If you could not tell by this election cycle, things are wonky right now. Not just in terms of U.S. politics, but in world politics altogether, it's a lot going on. So you're going to see mass changes and disruption that's happening, and not necessarily talking about wars and things like that, but in how people view the world, how people are viewing their position in the world, and that automatically affects business. And you probably will see it first in terms of the stock market, one side going up, another side going down, one country's dollar going up, one country's dollar is going down. But obviously, all of those things kind of trickle down into small business. And what it happens is it creates fluctuation in the market. And why does that matter to you? Because that fluctuation in the market affects your consumers. And when it affects your consumers, it affects you. It affects their buying power, their willingness to go out on a limb, their willingness to either start a business or not start a business, to hire a consultant or not hire a consultant, to make that extra purchase for a good or a dress that they may have considered. All of those things kind of come into play. So it's very important that you think about what's happening on that world stage. I tend to find that a lot of small business owners fail to kind of look at the macroeconomic, the big picture in terms of what's happening in the world when it comes to affecting their business. They kind of look at the local level or the local market, which is important. But it's also important to look at how these trends are affecting around the world, because those things affect us in business and how we go and approach our clients. One of the Forrester predictions in Forbes talks about the next wave of customer experience. And that next wave of customer experience is going to have a profound impact on firms. And what is that next wave of customer experience? That means that the customer-led market represents an immediate and prolonged threat to company survival. And they place it as a threat as opposed to something positive, because they're saying that customers can be fickle. And it's fickle because of the dynamics in the market, dynamics in the world market, and dynamics in technology, meaning that people have so much access to so much stuff that they are able to get what they want when they want it. And that obviously affects customer loyalty, affects how people are attracted to your business. I read an article about Neiman Marcus and how Neiman Marcus, who sells these high-end goods, obviously, are losing customers. And that's because customers aren't as loyal as they were. And what they're saying is that they're finding that their customers are no longer willing to just pay these high prices just because it says Neiman Marcus. that they can find the same goods, the same opportunities that they have in Neiman Marcus on other sites with better prices, other things that can bring them to it, and it's affecting their bottom line. And so because of that dynamic, that a customer's experience and their ability to access anything anywhere is driving the fact that they are losing customers. So that's important, even on a big scale, for you to think about it on a smaller scale, which is why you may or may not be able to grow your business, or maybe how your customers respond to you and what things you need to bring to them in order to have a more effective experience, or to make sure that you're able to operate on demand and really truly understand what it is that your client needs and wants and expects from you in order to move forward. These are things that you have to really keep in consideration as you move forward in business. Another thing that is really important is innovation. So as small business owners, sometimes we see what big business is doing, or we see what somebody else is doing and we try to copy it and do it ourselves and do these repeat patterns and systems. And patterns and systems are good, but always people are looking for something new, something different. And not necessarily that it has to be big, but sometimes it needs to be a little subtle. You don't have to be the next Steve Jobs. You don't have to, you know, reinvent the iPhone, but you may need to bring something new to the market that you can't just get anywhere. So you need to think outside the box. You've got to expand your mind and your horizons, and you got to think about the future and what's new in your industry, and how can you be ahead of the curve and not just be copying, not just copy what's out there. That's so important, and it's really important because, as we were just talking about in terms of customer trends and experiences, for you to be a leader and to do some things before other people are doing it is really important, so that other people are looking to you and saying, hey, how do you do this? This is what we're trying to do. That not only establishes yourself as an expert, but it also shows that you are forward thinking and you are ahead of the curve, especially in your industry. So that's something. You got to understand what your customer base is and what they want, and how you can implement these things in a subtle way, not to disrupt your customer's experience, but in a way that is going to allow you to be ahead of the curve, not behind the curve. Because remember, that is something that is extremely important, especially when you're talking about scaling, especially when you're talking about going to the next level and increasing your business, that you want to be ahead of the curve. You don't want to be one step behind. How can you do it better? Innovation is not about creating something new. It's about improving what exists. And you should always, always, always be focused on that. If you cannot, then you need to allow other people, your employees, to focus on it, or someone around you needs to be able to focus on how can we be new, how can we be better at what we do, so that we can offer our customers the best that they want to continue to do business with us. And don't assume that everything is going to be the same just because the industry market is going to be there. So don't focus on just the here and now. Make sure you focus on the future, and you need to be innovative. Another Forrester prediction, and this is from Forbes, is that, you know, CEOs are going to clean house in search of digital savvy talent, meaning that a lot of big corporations are realizing that they need to be more dynamic. They need to be able to move and change along with technology. And the inability to do so is going to hamper their ability to continue to do business. And so you're going to see in big business a lot of changes. And if you know that it's happening in big business, in small business, you definitely need to do this. So it's really important for you not to only just be innovative, but you need to think about how to utilize that technology and bring it into your business. One of the things I will always openly admit is that I am not that technological savvy. I really don't necessarily embrace technology quickly or decide that this is some new thing that I really want, this new bell or whistle that I really want to do. I like just to wait and see if it's going to work or if it's something that I like. But that's not necessarily what all the customers are going to want. And especially in small businesses, we tend to get comfortable and used to how something works, that we have to be willing to try new technology, to implement it to the extent that we can, as long as it's not disruptive, but something that will add to the customer experience and allow things to either work faster or more smoothly, or do things in a way that is better for the overall customer experience and makes your business more effective in the long run. So that's something that's really important. And so as you bring on people to help you, not just talking about digital marketing, but understanding implementing technology throughout your business, and in order to increase your reach, in order to have efficiency, in order to make your customers feel an experience that they may not feel anywhere else. And so that's something that you want to do. Another trend that is really important is collaboration and consolidation. So I like the previous speaker who was talking about collaboration for women and the importance of including that and how women do well with collaboration. And I think for small businesses, this is a missed opportunity that sometimes we don't do. So a lot of times when I speak to clients, reasons why they start their business is something that they felt led to do or they felt important to do. And so they kind of take it on as an individual mandate or something that they need to do. It may be a way that they earn their income and their money. And so they kind of look at it individualistically. But really, if you're going to grow, if you're going to scale, if you're going to go to the next level, you're not going to do that all by yourself. You're going to have to collaborate, and you may even have to consolidate. That may mean you have to join your business. That may mean you have to merge with another business. It may mean that you have to buy another business. Those are other things that could happen, but you need to consider it to it. So if you're looking to expand, you need to think about using existing business to do so. There's a reason that large businesses merge, and they do so in an effort to be ahead of the competition and creating a competitive market immediately. Expansion can come in the form of buying another business, merging, or collaborating. The baby boomer generation is entering into retirement and selling their businesses. So this allows younger business owners to expand through purchase, and also helps in the ways of outgoing owners, because you can use those outgoing owners as experts to help you be better in what you're doing so that you're not having to learn everything from scratch. In addition, merging or collaborating with like businesses can help expand your market, and it helps you reach more customers, which ultimately is something that you will want to do. So that's important to make sure that you do. So one of the things that I looked at when kind of thinking about these new trends is what else other people are saying. And one of the things they talk about in Forbes is catching up with early movers in business technology will spell the end of days for at least one traditional firm. And so what does that mean? That means if you're trying to do too much, if you're trying to be, you know, something new, it can doom your business. So having that kind of in between really makes a difference. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel, but maybe there's another company that has done some new things, and collaborating with them will allow you to be able to not have all of that risk, but also allow you to be on the forefront of the changes that are going to do. Technology plays a central role in your business, obviously, and it empowers customers, and it's going to continue to do that. So you really have to make sure that you stay on top of that. Also, utilizing collaborative tools. Slack right now is kind of a hot tool that a lot of big companies are using. Obviously, there are very many collaborative tools. This is just one. But basically, Slack has grown and surpassed 4 million daily users since 2013. That is a huge, huge jump in 3 years. So having 4 million daily users, you know that people are really needing to use this collaborative tools. And Slack is not widely available throughout small businesses. It's still mainly used in big corporations. So that's telling you right now that collaborative tools mean something, and being able to implement that into your business is really important. And that means that it's not just about email or Facebook messaging and those kinds of things. Having a one place where you can communicate is really important. I think that Dropbox has kind of added that feature as well, where you can collaborate within the Dropbox and message each other within the Dropbox. Another couple of cloud-based systems are doing the same thing. So you may want to look at how you include that as a part of your business to make sure that you're adding that feature so that people can communicate with you in one space to be able to see what everyone is doing. And that way, it makes it easier for your team, for your customers, for your clients to really do business with you. So you also want to look at, as we continue to talk about technology, is something that you may want to think about is creating your own app. Now, you know, those of us that are technology challenged, this kind of seems overwhelming and it seems difficult, but it doesn't have to be. So you can make it easier for your customers to deal with you. How can you do that? Can they pay online? Can they schedule their appointments? There are several app creators available. Some are on Google Play and iTunes. There's some private companies that also allow you to create apps and allow for free app building as well as paid app building that you can add features to your business that you may not otherwise be able to do, especially on a static website. Now, I know that there's an app for everything and these big businesses do it, but if you want clients to be able to communicate with you regularly, an app would really add some innovation, some difference to what you do, and it could really make a big deal in terms of your client's experience. Because remember, what I first talked to you guys about was, you know, making sure that that customer experience is a customer-led market, so you need to make sure that that customer experience is something that they feel comfortable for doing. So the easier you make it for them to interact with you, and not necessarily in communication directly such as a phone call, but if you have your app with a collaboration tool or something where they can communicate with you on a regular basis without having to go through a bunch of different methods, it would make it a lot easier. So think about how you can create that customer experience, and utilizing an app may be able to do so. So according to a recent Forbes study, video is becoming a critical source of information for executives. So if it's a critical source for executives, you know that it's a critical source for your customers and client bases. Now, we know that video has been gaining over time. People say that more than 80% of executives said that they are watching more online video today than they were a year ago. Three quarters, or 75% of executives surveyed, said they watch work-related videos on business-related websites at least weekly, and more than half of them watch work-related videos on YouTube at least weekly. And 65% have visited a vendor's website after watching a video. So what does that tell you? That means that you really need to provide some information that is useful for people via video to connect them with you. One of the things we talk about is content, and I think I talked about that last year as well, and that's something that's still important, is having good content and that content becoming integrated with your sales. So as customers and buyers continue to do more online research, top-performing organizations continue to integrate sales and content marketing. The goal is to ensure that when customers search for risks, challenges, and implementation strategies associated with your solutions, they will find your content to address their questions. So if you can do this through video and through your written methods, like your blog or whatever you can do that, that's really going to add something to the customer experience. And especially if you can do that through an app and things like that, it will really add to the customer experience, and it's really going to make a difference, especially in your business as you grow and scale. So that's something that you definitely want to keep out and look for in 2017 and figure out how you can add that value to your clients. And last but not least, you want to be a connector. This is something that is really important, because it's not just about you and your business, but how you can connect your clients to what they need and the services they need without having to go look for it everywhere else. Kind of building not just your network, but a network for your clients. Even with all of the information out there, it's difficult to distinguish the good from the bad. While there are many do-it-yourselfers, who like to do their own research, ultimately they end up going to somebody to ask for help. So if you can provide certain goods and services directly to customers, consider adding connecting to your business model. So if you charge it for free or don't charge it or offer it for free, you can make that a part of your business model where you connect. So for example, I like to use the idea of a boutique, because I know a lot of boutique owners, and sometimes they sell certain things. They may sell certain dresses, and maybe there's certain sizes, but there's other things that people need in terms of fashion and clothes, and they can connect and say, okay, hey, this is where you can go for makeup, this is where you can go for men's clothing, this is where you can go for maybe furniture or whatever else you can have. Here, I have a connection here for you. And this is way you don't have to go look around everywhere for it. That makes the customer experience much more valuable. And it also grows your business, because whenever somebody needs something, they're going to go to you, whatever it is, and they're going to ask you first. And it's because they always come to you first, then that allows you to be in control or the expert of all things in that particular area. So making sure that you add connection as a part of what you do is really important. So one of the last things I wanted to say is that this is something that is put in Forbes, and I'm just going to read how it really says, because I think it's really important, and I think the way it said it makes sense. So in Forbes it said, one of the biggest fears I hear entrepreneurs express in segmenting their markets is that their different market segments are too small to be worth addressing individually. So they rely on one-size-fits-all products and messaging. But the reality is, when you try to be all things to all people, you end up being nothing to nobody. Companies, both big and small, that are adopting segmented strategy are thriving more than ever in today's marketplace. So what does that mean to you as a small business? Maybe financially you can't hit everyone and everywhere that you're thinking about, but it's really important for you to figure out where you fit in that space and how you can speak to your customers differently and not a one-size-fits-all. How can you talk to Sally and Susie one way and John and Bob another way without having to recreate your business altogether? That's something that's really important, and as you grow and as you scale, that you need to implement into your business. So finally, I just wanted to kind of let you guys know about what I have going on and who I am and what I do. So I have a CEO collaboration circle that I started pretty much a couple of months ago in November. And it's a place for small businesses to come and talk about whatever is going on in their business. It's a way for business owners to help each other and directly speak to other business owners and say, hey, this is what issue I had in my business, and this is how I resolved it, and this is something that will help you in your business to go to. I find that to be extremely helpful for me, and I wanted to make sure that I brought that network to other small businesses to be able to do that. You can go to my website, which is www.theceoeffect.net. That's theceoeffect.net. And you can look up the CEO Collaboration Circle. And that we air every Wednesday at 9 a.m. You can register. even if you don't make it, you can hear the replay. We have had some dynamic guests, and we had our last one this morning, but we're going to have another one starting in January, so look forward to that. You can also go to my website and get the last of my downloadable, because I'm going to change it next year, and it's 8-step guide to growing your business. And that guide was featured in Scale Up Magazine, which is international magazine. They saw it and they asked me to republish it, and we did it. And I've given you the republished version of that 8-step guide. So if you have want to contact me, you can also do it through email, which is swright@theceoeffect.net. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me, and I look forward to answering any questions that you have.